No one really knew about my school, Fur High School, until last fall when we won $10 million. But I've spent the last 4 years here and I've seen all the changes. It's a small school, a little hectic sometimes. I'm going to miss it when I graduate. So I'm going to take you on a tour of my favorite spots. The first place is The Rock. It's about 4 feet tall and it's where people can do graffiti and write. It's a symbol of our school's creativity. I met my friend Miriam Velasquez there.
I remember rewriting all of our names after it wore off after like a month or two or 2 weeks whenever it rained. And I remember that every time I wrote it, it was with a different marker just in case one marker worked better than the other.
Oh my God, we were super weird back then. I just remembered. When I was a sophomore, Miriam and our friends would eat lunch on top of The Rock and hang out there.
And even if it was cold and rainy, we used to still like go near The Rock at least because we always met up and our friendship was always strong.
I had great memories on this rock, but it's going to be gone soon with the whole school. This summer, they will demolish the old campus. Next year, Fur will move into a brand new building. Another place that will disappear is the garden. A special group called the Green Ambassadors started the garden with the help of Fur students. I was one of those students. We tilled the ground, covered it with mulch, and brought in bales of straw. Then we planted vegetables in the straw. It's one of my favorite memories. I met up with the agriculture teacher, David Salazar.
I've seen you grow up. I met you as a sophomore, and one of the things that I remember is how usually you were kind of like, you know, a small little chick inside your shell, and it wasn't until you started getting in front of people and talking a little bit more that you started to break through.
So what do you think is going to be lost when the building is going to be demolished?
I don't think anything's going to be lost.
Aren't you afraid, like, we lose mostly everything? The garden, the STEAM labs, and all our hard work on the school?
We're still going to have our main hubs, our STEAM lab, our biotech lab. The gardens won't be there, but that's where the innovation comes in. And so even though we're losing the space itself, we're not losing that history. So it's still with us, and it's part of our story.
The last part of my story ever, the last stop of this tour, is the media team.
Milburger, this is Chloe's paperwork.
I manage the equipment and technology here. Some cameras are worth thousands of dollars. I set up the gear, check it out to the media students, and make sure everything's in place. Victoria Martinez is one of my closest friends here. She's a leader and someone I look up to. We talk when I'm feeling down, like right now about the school being torn down.
How do you feel about it? Because right now I feel kind of depressed about it.
Your story doesn't end here. You're going to move on from this place, but it's for the best.
I guess it's really hard for me to leave it all behind because you guys are like family to me. And no one like was really there before, ever since I stepped into Fur High School. It took me a long time to open up.
Hopefully, like, wherever you go next, you'll be less afraid. And the next place after that, you'll be even less afraid until you get to the point where you feel okay with who you are. And that's the whole point of leaving it behind.
Talking with Victoria made me feel better. I'm still bummed about leaving, but I feel ready to start a new chapter. After graduation, I'm moving to Alabama and with my family for the summer. Then I'm heading to Kalamazoo College in Michigan to study psychology. I take all the support with me. It's not tied to any place. It's inside of me. I'm Wilbur Gomora, and you're listening to Houston Matters.